what's going on, and we are looking to find somewhere to go. That's quite obvious. Even in this time, we shouldn't have a problem. Rumi explained it very good, and he said, listen, there is a non-visible universe which is visible if you have the instrument, like the galaxies, like the subatomic particles, and there is an opposite of that. This is the source of confusion. And at the end of it, he arrived to a very precise conclusion. He said, look at you. What do you have? He said, you know what? You have some friends, and you have some belongings, and you have some good deeds. These are the only. The first one, which is friends, that's what? That's a little bit animalistic, because even in animal, there are friends. He said, Rumi didn't say this. Rumi said, friends, they are not always with you. Yeah, if they are good friends, maybe they come even to visit your grave. The belongings, they don't belong to you. You go away and they are always here. There are some numbers in a paper, in a bank, and promise of giving some gold, something like that. Even that doesn't come with you. How about the third one? Oh, these two are animalistic. Belonging of the animal doesn't really belong to animal, and friendship between animal is not really friendship, but good deed. This is something that the animal, they don't have it. We do. Where does it go? It will be with you, and with you, and with you, even if it is 600 years that you're dead, it's with you. We have it in front of us. What is this book we're reading? This is the good deed of Rumi. This is the humanity. The only thing that will remain from you, the only thing that we count on, is your deeds. Not what your thoughts are. You could have bad thoughts, so what? Your deeds, because that deed is a part of we. With what I do, I play my role in that community of we. This is the trick. Now, it needs another session of commentary. Who is the guilty party today? You. Yes.
Commentary on the saying of Mustafa, on whom be peace. Thou must needs have a familiar who is buried with thee, he being alive, and with whom thou art buried when thou art dead. If he be generous, he will treat thee generously, and if he be base, he will forsake thee. That familiar is thy works, so make them right as far as thou art able. The messenger of Allah spake the truth.
Okay. You should notice that these are wrote all in Arabic. It means he didn't mean the Iranians his student to necessarily read that. Yes.
Therefore, the Prophet said, for the purpose of this way, there is no comrade more faithful than works.
Yeah. That's your deeds. That's what you do. That's what we are talking about. We don't care what do you think inside. What do you do? That's the trick. And remember, therefore is this. Means this commentary goes back to all I was talking about. I was talking about three stuff, the friends and the belonging, they don't come to you. But the third one, which is Your doings, it's always with you. This is the trick. Yes?
If they be good, they will be thy friends forever. And if they be evil, they will be a snake in thy tomb. Oh, how, O Father, can one do this work and earning in the way of righteousness without a master? The meanest earning that goes on in the world, is it ever without a guidance of a master?
Yeah, the question now. This is the commentary. The commentary was what? Therefore, the prophet said, therefore, the only thing that is counting is your deeds, right? Then what? I said, okay, when we are talking about your deeds, there are 2 points, first of all, over there, which is your deed and your earning, because you earn, then you are cultivated, you could do better, you could give. These two. I said, okay, these learning, earning, and good deed, could it be done without the teacher? A question. What's your answer?
It's beginning.
Why not?
You gotta learn it from somebody. You gotta learn it from us.
Better than that. Oh my goodness. We talked about it. She was not here, but you were here. We talked about civilization. Do you remember? Civilization started with a group of people getting together somewhere and creating their speciality. One of the best speciality was a teacher. Teaching is what really made this culture what it is. Therefore, yes.
Its beginning is knowledge, then action, that it may yield fruit after a time or after death.
Yeah, you see, it's when you want to do good deeds, you should know. Therefore, it is started with knowledge, you earn the knowledge, then you do the good deed. Yes.
Seek help in crafts, O possessor of intelligence, from a generous and righteous craftsman. Seek the pearl in the oyster shell, my brother, and seek technical skill from the craftsman. If ye see sincere advisors, deal fairly and be eager to learn. Do not show disdain.
Okay, these three verses are full Arabic again. This is when Mahmoud is somehow becomes emotional to say it in Arabic as well. This is the repetition of what he was trying to say that. Remember, the only thing is to understand, to be informed, to learn, and have good deeds. These deeds will be with you, either when you're alive or even after your death, they're with you. This is what the trick is. Yes?
If the man in tanning wore a threadbare garment, that did not diminish the master's mastery. If the ironsmith wore a patched frock when blowing the bellows, his reputation was not impaired in the eyes of the people.
You see, again, a speciality. One special fellow is doing something. Nobody should say, why are you doing that filthy job? He is doing it for we. That's playing your part, having your role, actually. Yes?
If thou wouldst learn knowledge, the way of it is oral. If thou wouldst learn a craft, the way of it is practical. If thou desire poverty, that depends on companionship. Neither thy tongue nor thy hand avails.
Read that again.
If thou desire poverty, that depends on companionship. Neither thy tongue nor thy hand avails.
Means what? Here, poverty. Do you remember what's poverty? Next step is not being, not having. That's the poverty factor, okay? says, you want that? You want to arrive to that poverty? There is only one way. Communication. Talking. Connecting. Without a teacher, without a master, you cannot go there. Because there, you want to go there? There is the place that you shouldn't be there. The ego shouldn't be there. That's the stage that your ego doesn't exist. So you should learn it. How? With this connection. Again, it's sohbat. Sohbat is to be together, to communicate really. This is it. With communication, we learn that last step. Yes?
Soul receives from soul the knowledge thereof, not by way of book, nor from tongue.
The knowledge of that non-existence is not something you can read in the book. It's not in the book, because it's not explainable even. So you should learn it with that communication. The life in you will get it from the life of someone else. That kind of connection I'm talking about. Yes?
If those mysteries are in the traveler's heart, knowledge of the mystery is not yet possessed by the traveler.
If one traveler knows all the secret, so what? Where is that traveler? That traveler is not traveler yet, because he's looking for the secrets in here. It's not a secret. It's not understandable, but it's easy to understand from someone else. Yes?
Until the expansion of his heart shall make it the light, then God saith, did not we expand?
This is a very good question. In Quran, God will say, didn't I give you that stuff in your heart? How come that you're animalistic yet? What is there? He say, I gave you something which is here. What is it? That's the heart. By heart, I don't mean that pump, blood pump here. What does it mean, heart? When I say, oh, it's in the heart of the city. What do I mean? Somehow the center, actual center of the city is the heart of the city. That's the heart. Somehow the center of your existence is the heart. And it's given to you. You have it. Poor animals, they don't have it. That's why they are not responsible. The animals, they cannot understand pity. We do. We understand. We realize it. That is the difference. Here we say, listen, that question is a serious question. Because we have the heart that the animals don't. What is the work of that heart? That's the point, yes?
For we have given thee the expansion within thy breast. We have put the expansion into thy breast. Thou art seeking it. Thou art still seeking it from outside. Thou art a source of milk. How art thou a milker of others?
This is the trick. I'm talking about something which is in you, and you want to learn it from other people? I'm talking about your heart. You are the only one who could touch that heart, really. That's your heart. This is not something you learn from outside. The emotion and the passion is in you. It should be provoked, it should be made possible to show up and all that stuff by quieting the others. namely, this last